Temujin, an audio drama. Act 1.
Shot off his horse mid-retreat.
I heard he slashed his own throat open.
It was an act of war.
It was an assassin.
It was a singular moment of clarity.
Guard!
Yes, Ohan.
Where were you?
Patrolling the mountaintop, Ohan.
I didn't hear footsteps.
I was scanning the horizon for threats.
Standing stock still?
My eyes were moving.
Someone might have come from here or there. And taken a shot.
I'd have seen them coming. Oh, you're back.
You go another day without starving.
There's not much left to the day.
It's not much left to hunt, Ohan.
What's in that sack then? Grassy soil?
Sheep.
I've never seen sheep up here.
Listen, the meat's good.
Tell me it isn't from their camp.
A herd that large. No one's gonna miss one or two.
Stolen sheep? Stolen sheep? Oh, you can't help yourselves, can you?
I'm sorry, Ohan, if we...
Who else is eating stolen sheep, huh? Who's slaves?
Yours, maybe, if we could get to cooking it.
I'm sorry?
If you want us to cook the meat, just say so.
Want who to cook, exactly?
Us, him and me, your loyal slaves.
No. Not slaves. Not anymore. Remember, you are... You are
the guardsman of the Gurhan.
The guardsman of the Gurhan, innermost circle of our resurgent empire, huh? And you treat that as the honor it is. If you had any sense in that vacuous dome of a head.
Vacuous dome? What?
Let it go. Shall I prepare a stew?
No! Let's starve to death. At your own pace.
Bloody feast you brought back. Almost enough for two.
It's all I could manage. You know that.
I miss milk. Seen any mountain cows?
I don't think anyone ever has.
Well, here's the trick. You'd smell it shit before you see it.
You could start a farm. Mountain milk to go with the stolen sheep.
Ooh. Whip up some curd for the summer too. I've made my decision.
Let's hear it.
I'd rather toil for the guy who owns one cow than royally guard the Khan that treats me like one.
Ah. But you're forgetting his resurgent empire.
How could I forget? He won't shut up about it. I'm telling you, this is why I keep my distance while I'm keeping him safe. A passing gazelle might impale him in the knees, but that's just the risk I'm willing to take.
Look, he may be miserable.
Like sad?
No, like pathetic.
So sad.
He would be better off dead.
Ah, okay.
But we're still his slaves. You know? Wonder what that makes us.
So, I know I'm a slave. I also know I'm a piece of shit bandit. And I'm okay with that. But that guy, a piece of shit bandit who thinks he's a god, tell me what that makes him.
Our master, still.
What was the herd like at Genghis Khan's...
It was like plucking raindrops from a cloud.
scanning for threats in his mouth now, are we?
Mouths can be plenty threatening. Have you smelt yours?
It was only a minute of talking.
Men are killed in seconds.
Sure, maybe.
Any of us could be killed in seconds.
But, see, that's the thing.
Hey.
It's fine.
Please, go on. And you. Why don't you go watch the stew?
Yes, Ohan.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I expect nothing less.
We've been on this mountain clearing for 2 whole seasons now, and I don't know about you, but I haven't seen anything more threatening than a goat look our way. And we can see everything from up here.
You're saying I have nothing to worry about?
I'm saying we can afford to relax a little.
Because we're safe.
Far as I can see.
And you can see everything. That's right. You've shown me something important.
Just the truth. That's all.
All this time, stuck in my own head, buried in this deep and all-pervading sense of dread. And where has that gotten us, huh? Worked up over nothing? Farewell, anxiety. So long, stress. Up here, just the three of us. No harm could ever come our way.
Wait, Jamuk, what are you...
My foot! You shot me in the foot!
Oh no!
Why?
You're not leaving your post again, are you? Guardsmen of the Gurhan!
No one calls you that anymore, Jamuk.
Well, if you're not my guardsman, why, you're just an unclaimed slave. I could stick another one of these between your eyes. Wouldn't even count as a killing, would it?
Gurhan, please. Your stew. Let me take a look at that.
No one should have to eat like this. Live like this.
You're right.
When did he die?
Before he was killed.
And what did they call him?
Gurhan.
That's what he called himself.
Jamuk the Wise.
Ironically,
what did they call
him? What will they call
him? When did he die?
He's getting up. Should I hit him again?
We're already here.
I think it would help.
How?
It would make me feel better. How was the trip for you? Bumpy ride?
I don't know where you've brought me.
Ooh, which one of us gets to tell him?
Go ahead.
You're at death's door, Jamuk. See, we had this brilliant idea.
My idea?
There was this brilliant idea to chuck you to Chinggis Khan when we'd had enough of you. And in return for our kind service...
So, this is his camp.
Grand up close, isn't it? I mean, it's no mountain clearing, but you can see the appeal.
What are you waiting for then?
We've spoken with one of the night guards. Chinggis Khan himself will be out shortly. These are your final minutes, Jamuk.
Gurhan. You'll refer to me as the Gurhan.
Really?
Ah, here he is now.
Sir, Great Khan.
This is the guard, remember?
Oh, did you bring Genghis Khan?
Genghis Khan is not to be brought. But I've learned he's not available tonight.
Busy with Borthe, is he?
The Queen has an empire to run. She's far from here.
Oh, she and I are on a first-name basis.
Could you tell us where he is?
I'm not at liberty to say.
What he's doing, at least.
Irrelevant.
I should think this is important enough to warrant the Khan's attention.
Taking that as a compliment.
Do you even know where he is?
Be assured, he'll hear of this at dawn. The prisoner isn't going anywhere until then. You. Are you who they say you are?
That depends on who they say I am.
Enemy of all Mongols, the coward, Jamuk.
Gurhan, guys! Is that really so hard?
Huh. Incredible. You hear so much. More malice than man. A monster. Here you are. Drawing staggered breath. Soft eyes flitting about tiny little things. You're fragile. I am honored to hold you for your reckoning, Jamuk the Gurhan. It comes long overdue.
Question! Can we watch?
Don't push it.
I'll need Genghis Khan to verify his identity at dawn.
We assure you, this is him.
On our lives!
Well, if you're lying, you'll be put to death the same as any other bandit.
If we're telling the truth,
then you'll have done us a great service.
And we won't be put to death?
I can't guarantee that.
Do you have a place for us to stay, at least? It took everything we had getting here.
There's no room left in the camp for guests. But I'll allow you the use of my personal gear.
Thank you.
Don't get your hopes up. It's nothing special.
Got a roof?
Of course.
Special enough for us.
Just get your sleep. You'll be woken for the hearing.
Yes. Rest in peace, the both of you.
It's a shame. I expected more.
Never expect anything, boy. You'll be happier for it.
The last hours of your life, and you'd spend it playing the fool.
Oh no, I'm dead serious. Grave.
I get it. It hasn't sunk in yet. What, will your 13 armies burst out from the horizon, armed to the teeth, ready to fight at the heart of the Mongol Empire? Let's see. No. That's right. The last and most loyal men you had left you to die at my feet.
The only threat to me out here is the mosquito buzzing around your ear.
No more jokes.
By sunrise, I'll have command over you and all your men. By the end of the next day, I'll have land of my own. Not sure where yet. Hey, how's the soil where you're from?
Half a year on that mountain drove you mad.
Quite possibly. Terribly long time to spend away from the people who love you most.
Your wife.
Your Khan.
Nonsense.
I'm his only friend, you know.
You were at war with him for 20 years.
And we were sworn brothers twice that long. The war was what it was. Tribal politics, competing interests, external pressures. That's all done now. You lot won. The world is yours. What remains is between me and him.
And you believe he'll spare you?
More than spare? Your Khan loves me. He always has. As a boy, I taught him how to play and how to kill. As a man, I taught him how to rule. Wherever he takes aim, my hands pull back the string. When he issues a law, it's my words from his mouth. I know you people revere him like a god. So how do you address the maker of makers, huh? Not the best start. Really.
You don't think I'll shoot?
You can't. Not here.
Why not?
Genghis Khan...
isn't here.
Oh, so you'd kill me in the name of a Khan you don't respect?
You were right earlier. I revere him. I know all his laws by heart. Stealing? Death. Adultery? Death. Spying? Death. Loyal officers who fail in the line of duty. Even them. Death. His verdict is a formality. Jamuk the Gurhan. You're already dead.
You don't look so sure of that.
If what you say is true. If there's even the slightest chance you'd survive the morning.
You wouldn't dare.
Even if he couldn't bring himself to kill you. I bet your corpse wouldn't faze him in the slightest.
Oh, but you're not doing this for him, are you?
I'm doing this for every Mongol family you've torn apart.
Every family? Now what is it you think I've done to you?
Think? What I think, what you think, none of that matters. With your death.
Your history dies with me.
History? That's your best defense.
Let's bring Thought back into the picture. For just a moment.
I don't owe you anything.
But you have nothing to lose. Kill me now, you have your corpse. Kill me just before the sun rises. You will have your corpse and more.
What more?
Do I have your attention?
You have a moment's curiosity.
Whatever else you think of me, I've been around since the beginning. The very beginning. Before your god Han, before your empire, before anything mattered to anyone, I was there.
You think I'd believe your stories?
You don't know any others.
I know the ones that matter.
Listen, I'm fresh out of plans. As you like to say, I don't have anything left, do I? Except my stories. And those would die with me.
As perhaps they should.
You could be the judge of that.
Fine. You have until sunrise. The night's just begun. And well, I could use the entertainment.
How very generous. Now, I just need to... Do you have any cloth I could use to clean this up?
Yes. Yes, I do. Go on then. Tell your story.
Fine, fine. Just sit down. And I'll need you to close your eyes.
You're joking.
It's an exceedingly visual story. It won't have the same punch otherwise.
This story of yours, it's set on the steppes?
Of course.
So flat land, the occasional hill, sky as far as the eye can see. I think I'm good.
It's not about the... You'll see for yourself if you just close your eyes and listen. Please.
You try anything. I'll know.
Sure.
One clean shot right through the head.
Are you listening? Good. I'll start from the beginning.
This was Act One of Temujin, an audio drama, written, directed, and composed by Roshan Singh, with sound design and audio engineering by Nathaniel Ma. This episode featured Aditya Karkera as Jamuk, Andrew Kwan and Kevin Lowe as the slaves, and Vivek Ganesh as the guard. Our executive producer is Amabold, and our producers are Kodza Howe and Emma Grimley. Temujin, an audio drama, was made possible with the generous support of Yale NUS College, the Mongolian Embassy in Singapore, Creatives in Spirit, and all of our crowdfunding backers.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.